Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Peaceful Soul Podcast, conversations and meditations to help you live a more calm and peaceful life. I'm your host, Alicia Lynn Diaz, Ayurvedic health practitioner, transformational healer, meditation mentor, and devotional singer. And as a highly sensitive person, an empath, I've been really fortunate to have overcome diagnoses and debilitating pain that my doctors doomed me to suffer from for the rest of my life. I've been able to also personally overcome PTSD and pretty extreme anxiety and tension in my nervous system. And as a result, I've created courses and programs and both online and in live settings that I've been blessed to be able to support thousands of people in their transformation of their physical health, of their body, to heal their emotions and release repressed emotions, and to overall live a more fulfilling life, a life that is guided by their heart, by their spirit, by their soul. And I'm being really called right now to share this wisdom in an open source format on this podcast. So together we can all rise and create more peace inside of each of us and inside of the world as a whole. I want these teachings that I've been so blessed to receive from my lineage, from my teachers, to reach more people. And I truly believe that at a time that the world needs it the most, a peaceful world begins with cultivating inner peace inside of each and every one of us. And together, we truly can create more harmony in the world at large. So I really wanted to create a place where we can all gather in these deep, authentic conversations, in this really empowering information and wisdom, so that we're each empowered to live our highest purpose of serving others, living our purpose from a place of overflow, not getting burned out. Gone are the days that we have to sell out in order to live our passion. And so part of this podcast will be optimizing your health and creating peace and harmony in your mind, in your spirit, with really tangible practices and grounded, rooted strategies, as well as conversations with other amazing healers and experts in the fields of natural living, health, energy medicine, living in harmony with the earth, permaculture, gardening, all kinds of topics of even art and dance and expression and movement and meditation, of course, and, you know, down to nitty-gritty topics like gut health and holistic health and nervous system regulation. We'll also go really deep into Vedic wisdom and Eastern philosophy. I'm a personal lover of Sanskrit and deep devotional practices, also known as bhakti yoga, yoga, of course, mantra meditations, even some of the esoteric practices of yantra and mudra and karma cleansing. And if you're not familiar with some of these terms, don't worry. There's going to be something in here for all of you that are drawn to this work. We're also going to root, I really love the bridge between ancient timeless wisdom into modern day science. So we'll dive deep into psychology and integral theory and life practice, shadow work, internal family systems, rewiring the mind and the nervous system, and also personal development frameworks that I have found really, really effective, stripping away all the noise and just really getting down to the pure essence of what is going to help you transform and live a more peaceful existence from your soul. And you know, truly, I believe that your soul is already at peace. Our soul is that timeless, deathless part of us that is connected to eternity and that space of just omnipresent oneness. The problem is, I should say, the problem in our human lives is just that we maybe have tasted moments of the peace in our soul, but we haven't yet fully integrated and live from that place all the time, right? We kind of oscillate back and forth into stress and anxiety and these real world fears and problems and challenges and turbulence. And we kind of, you know, kind of ping pong back and forth between feeling trusting, safe, connected, open, free, and then feeling just in so much doubt and fear and pain and struggle and challenge. And so some of the reasons for that are rooted just in our physical body, in our health, in our mind, and in the way that we are living our day-to-day life. So within our relationships and how we spend our time and how we structure our lives and things like that. So in the next episode, we'll go deep into the pillars of a peaceful soul, how to live from the peaceful soul. But for today, I want to share a little bit more of my backstory, just so we can get acquainted with one another. And I think some of my personal healing story, as well as my own experiences, are just going to help you get some context and just personal connection between you and I. So as we journey down this conversation, you kind of know where I'm coming from, and I hope that my story will provide some hope and inspiration no matter where you are on your journey. So let's set the tone with some beautiful meditative music from one of my favorite artists, and then I'm going to dive a little bit more into my personal story. Also, I just want to invite you. Of course, this is the very beginning of this journey with the peaceful soul, but if you already feel connected to me and know and love my work and it's supported you in some way in your life, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review for this podcast. That will simply help me reach more people that need to return to their peaceful soul. And I'd be so appreciative if you could leave a 5-star review and just let me know. And that'll help support the podcast so much. Thank you so much. Story is pretty vulnerable share. I've been through many, many, as you can probably relate, just deep dark nights of the soul, as they're called, which is funny because I don't actually believe that our soul goes through the dark nights, but that aspect of our human and our psyche and our mind and emotions most certainly do. And I'd say it's the dark night of the soul because we're connected to we're kind of going through the shadow aspects of our own path. And, you know, I feel like these dark nights of the soul actually give us an opportunity to bring light into the disowned, painful parts of our past experience, of our thoughts and things like that. And so I start my story with this because as I'm launching this podcast, we are currently humanity is in a dark night of the soul. We are, you know, sheltered in place, self-quarantined at home. There's a lot of fear and panic wreaking havoc in society as a whole. And I honestly feel like this topic is more important than ever, and that each of us in this conversation right now on the Peaceful Soul podcast, like, we have an opportunity right now to step into our own leadership. And when I say leadership, I mean just your ability to lead yourself back to the light, back to the truth, back into love, moment by moment by moment, regardless if anyone gives you any accolades or claps for you or celebrates you. Like, it's what we do in our quietest moments when no one is looking that makes the biggest difference. And so, as you'll hear throughout my personal story, I've gone through many moments of these dark nights of the soul, and I'm going to summarize it for you, of course. But I share that with you because now is no different. Like, I'm not sharing my story with you to say, oh, I used to deal with all this stuff and now I'm just some kind of like perfected human being, you should follow me. Like, no. In fact, one of my main missions in life is actually to break the guru disciple kind of hierarchy and realize and just really empower our own self-realization, our own self-leadership, the guru within you. Bring forth your wisdom and brilliance of your unique soul in stepping into your own unique leadership. So together, we can all come into council and actually make a massive shift in the trajectory of our human family on this planet Earth that is our home, that we love. And so, I hope that wasn't too far out there, but this is really where I'm coming from. And that felt really important to share. So I say that again to remind you that we're all walking each other home, and that home is inside of our soul, inside of ourselves, and that I'm in this conversation just as much as you are. And my engagement in these conversations and my desire and passion and ability to articulate some of the nuances of my journey, I felt like it was really important, and I want to empower you to do the same and to be in the conversation with you. So, all that to say, a huge turning point in my journey did start several years ago when I was experiencing some really debilitating health symptoms that stumped all my Western doctors. I got some really loose diagnoses, but nothing that actually pinpointed any kind of root cause of my pain and suffering. I was essentially told by all my Western doctors that I was doomed to suffer for this for the rest of my life. Of course, they didn't use that language, but that was my take-home message, was like, there's nothing we can do. You should probably take this pill and that other pharmaceutical and, you know, just kind of deal with it. We don't know why this is happening. You know, some of the things had loose diagnoses and some of the other things were just like, we have no idea what the F is going on with you. So, yeah, it was very, very, very frustrating. And, some of the symptoms I was experiencing were migraines. I would have migraines that would shut me down for days. I had really, really intense reproductive pain and, so many complex issues in my reproductive system that was super painful, and painful cycles and just other kinds of sporadic random pain that I will spare some of the like really terrible details that maybe is just TMI for at least episode one. And I had some really debilitating digestive pain that would, my belly would bloat. So I looked like I was, I looked like I was like 6 or 7 months pregnant, just had this huge belly. It was super distended. It was super painful. And then when I went to the bathroom, I would be just like curled up in a ball for hours sometimes. And I couldn't move. And I could just barely eat. I could count on one hand how many safe foods that I had. And even those safe foods weren't consistently safe. You know, I would just get these terrible digestive pains after eating. And so, gosh, I could barely, you know, eat at that point. And then I started getting, my energy was really low, and then I couldn't sleep. And I was suffering from a lot of anxiety. I'd wake up in the middle of the night with panic attacks. This cycle was just really, really rough. What I didn't realize at that time was just how powerful the connection was between my physical health and my mind and my emotions and my experiences. And at that time, I was actually practicing as a clinical exercise physiologist in New York City. I was an adjunct professor at Adelphi University, where I had done my master's degree. They had invited me to come back and teach, which I was so honored and like loved that I was like the youngest professor on the faculty. And I just super loved my work. I loved working with people. I loved counseling people. I loved supporting people to help them heal their bodies and move their body in a physical way. And, but I was super frustrated. I was frustrated because after getting a bachelor's degree in sports medicine and psychology, and then a master's degree in physiology, I still couldn't figure out what the heck was wrong with me or what to do to make myself feel better. I was so determined, though, to heal and to find the answers and to figure out what was causing pain inside of me so that I could help others do the same. I was really committed to service and to helping others do the same. And so I, after attending a lot of personal development seminars with Tony Robbins, I ended up leaving that career and everything that I had known on the East Coast in New York. And I traveled west to California and then ultimately traveled to India to apprentice under a world-renowned healer who was my first Ayurvedic mentor. He was an incredible saint of a human being. He was the Ayurvedic doctor to the Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa. And I had a profound healing experience in his presence and in witnessing the miracles that he was able to bring his patients who lined up outside of his door for what seemed like miles. Like, he would work far into the middle of the night seeing every single person that came to his office. And he did so with such joy and levity and presence, the most profound presence. And I saw, I mean, we and the other team of doctors that was studying, mentoring with him, they just, we were in tears on the daily seeing him miraculously heal people, from like children, from all kinds of things that I won't, maybe I'll save this for another episode. But it brought tears to my eyes on the daily. Children looking their parents in the eyes for the first time and speaking their first words, you know, being 5, 6, 7 year old, never being able to talk because they had mental retardation or they had cerebral palsy and they weren't able to move, and then being able to like move their body for the first time and in certain ways. And it was pretty profound. So I saw some really big miracles, and then I also just saw him humbly serving like people getting better over time that would come back and see him year after year and, you know, would recover from things that in the Western world we have just no idea how to even begin, or we just write it off as incurable. And so having this experience with him totally renewed my hope, revived my sense of possibility. And he introduced me to my next mentor. I was willing to move to India and study. And, you know, he said, no, unfortunately, the Ayurveda schools have been pretty corrupted by everyone wanting to learn Western medicine. So they've lost their connection with spirituality. And so if you want to study Ayurveda in the most authentic way, go back to your country and study at the Ayurvedic Institute with my second teacher, Dr. Vasant Ladd. So that was Dr. Pankaj Naram, and he introduced me to Dr. Vasant Ladd. And so I had the blessed opportunity to then study with Dr. Ladd for 2 years and deepen my healing and deepen my whole foundation of understanding of Ayurveda and how Dr. Naram was able to perform all of these, what to my eyes seemed like miracles, but they weren't miracles. They were just what your body does when you apply this timeless wisdom, this ancient science, to reminding the body how to come back into harmony with the rhythms of nature, because nature heals. And the forces that created us are the ones that heal us. And so there are energy systems, and there are physical systems, and there are psychological and emotional systems that help allow that energy to flow through and just realign you from the inside out. And it reawakens that intelligence inside of your cells. So I started applying. Of course, I studied with Dr. Ladd for those 2 years, fully immersed, full time, doing nothing else but immersing into that beautiful ancient wisdom and applying what he taught me into my life and health every single day. And it completely healed and transformed me. And I experienced a total reprieve from the debilitating pain and things that I described earlier. The headaches melted away, the anxiety and the tension melted away. I was able to eat wheat and dairy, things that I never thought I would be able to eat again. My digestion was strong. I feel like the color came back to my skin, the complexion came back to my skin. My energy came back. I was sleeping soundly, and I was just so relieved. I was so relieved. And there's been many cycles and iterations of when I'm under stress, or if I eat the wrong things for an extended period of time, there are ways that, you know, little things will peek back in, and then I know what to do to realign those. So by no means am I trying to paint some picture of perfection for you. However, a vast majority of the intense pain and discomfort just like took a nosedive. And for the first time in my life, I felt peaceful and whole. And I had this sense of knowing and this sense of connection to the divine, to this, the forces greater than myself. Like, I could feel it in my body. It was no longer just a mental concept or a hope. It was just like this embodied knowing, this effervescence in my cells. And I started sharing what I knew, what I had learned with clients in my one-on-one practice. I started teaching groups and then leading retreats. And over the last 10 years of applying these tools and experiences, I've had the blessed opportunity to reach tens of thousands with this message through many different platforms that I've created: the Enlightened Body System, the Soul of Healing Summit, the Enlightened Belly Gut Reset, and so many more other programs. But it just created an immense amount of freedom. And as I shared these tools and wisdom teachings with my clients, my students, I started tracking in a deeper way the places where I felt like the ancient wisdom teachings were left some like open-ended questions to be asked, like things that for me just didn't totally apply into my modern day life. And then I started filling in the blanks with psycho-emotional spiritual work. So when I say psycho-emotional spiritual, that refers to psychological, so the mind and emotional work and spiritual work. But I'd say more emphasis on this, like this deep dive into shadow work, like really understanding the nature of the human psyche. And of course, Ayurveda does teach about this, but most people, when they hear about Ayurveda, they think about nutritional protocols and herbalism. And these are all like super valid and so important in terms of returning your gut to a place of just healthy gut fire. But there's a very strong connection between the fire of your gut and the fire of your mind. And so some of the psychological frameworks that had really helped me were, I've started weaving into my coaching practice things like integral theory, things like empowerment teachings, like from Mastery University that I took with Tony Robbins, things like other developmental frameworks, spiral dynamics. These are all some of the just general broad stroke topics that I tie in together, because I found that really having tangible tools for the mind, integrating those into your day-to-day life and how you relate to the world around you, how you relate to your work, how you relate to the people around you, your loved ones, your family, your past experiences, that all of these things need to be digested in the fire of your own mind. And so when I started doing that work, I didn't have to work as hard at my physical healing. And it kind of ignited this intelligence in my spirit, and my soul more and more and more took over. And so the soul becomes the North Star of your existence, of your life. And anytime the physical body is off, or the mind and emotions are off, or something in your relationship is off, you can redirect the sails, so to speak, back to your North Star to help you come back deeply into the present, into the now, into your inner intelligence and your inner wisdom. And that's where the healing comes from. So I realized that all of these different practices really merged together were unparalleled in their transformational ability, in their ability to transform my personal life, my health, the anxiety into calm, my clients' lives. And that was just so freeing, so incredibly freeing. And today, to be able to bring this peaceful soul platform to you, I feel so blessed to be able to share these empowering teachings with all of you, with all of the healers and the health seekers and the truth seekers all over the world. And it's so my honor, my pleasure to bring this to you. And, you know, I had a realization just within the last couple weeks of being in our kind of lockdown self-quarantine state. As everyone on the planet has probably felt these waves of panic and fear of facing their own mortality and their own death, I too had this realization that I feel like I have brought healing to others' lives and that I've done really meaningful work over the course of my career and over the last like 15 years. And I feel like I've done that in a very humble and devotional way, and that perhaps I can still do it in a humble way that just reaches more people, because part of my own humility has been not wanting to be seen, like a little bit of a fear of being seen. And I've disseminated these teachings and these incredibly profound, wise, practical tools that I've learned. I've disseminated those within my client groups and my trainings and my retreats and my seminars, and everything has been kind of like behind closed doors. Of course, I've had a YouTube channel, and I do live streams and on Facebook and things like that. But there's also, you know, there's this part of me that just, when this hit the globe, this wave of basically this massive ending of an era of human life, where I believe that we can't go back. Like there's no going back to normal, quote unquote. Like we have to create a new normal, and each moment and what we do right now with the time that we're in will create the future. Every single decision we make, every action we take will create the world that we want to live in and the life we want to live in. Or it will, by default, create probably the world we do not want to live in and that we actually cannot live in. So, we are all faced with our own kind of mortality at this moment. And I definitely stared that fear right in the face, and I said, if I need to go, like I cannot leave this planet without giving my all and leaving all of the teachings that I have learned, as many as humanly possible, into some kind of format and legacy for the world to transform. I'm like, if I'm gonna leave, there, you know, and I mean, I'm gonna leave, right? We're all gonna leave. Eventually, we're gonna leave these bodies and our souls are gonna continue on. That's my belief. And, but like in this form of Alicia Lynn Diaz, I've had some life experiences and some deep remembrances and some empowering, education and practices that I need to at least tell you about. I need to at least guide you through and share with you. And so I'm super committed to doing that here in this format, in this platform, this open source education experiential platform. I am devoted to pouring my heart, mind, and soul and love into this. And so thank you for being here with me. It is an incredible honor and pleasure. You will be getting a lot of education and conversations and stories and anecdotes and communication, as well as guided practices and meditations and things that have really moved the mark, have really made the biggest difference for me in my life. right here. And so if you feel moved by this movement, I would love your support. I would love your 5-star review, which allows more people to see the podcast. I would love for you to consider supporting this podcast monetarily, making a devotional donation, and tithing to this podcast as a peaceful soul movement. My belief is that I have a vision for a more peaceful world, right? And for us as human species to live in harmony with the earth, to live from our souls, because coming from our soul will ripple out to live the most gentle and compassionate and supportive, harmonious existence. And the more of us that can do this, and the more of us that can spread that, the more we affect transformation, positive transformation in the world. So to me, this Peaceful Soul podcast is a catalyst to the Peaceful World movement. And for that, we are going to need lots of beings and lots of maybe dollars to catalyze that movement. And so I will be giving away a lot of wonderful immersive programs and gifts to our donors of this podcast. And so you can get more information on that and offer a love blessing donation at alishalindiaz.com/donate. And really, just I'm so grateful for you being here. I've got some amazing things in store for you, some amazing conversations with amazing people, and some really just incredible experiences and guided practices and peaceful, soulful information for you. So may this podcast be and support you cultivating inner peace and that inner voice of your own self-compassion, self-love, and self-healing. So thank you for being here today. We're going to leave off with some beautiful meditative music from one of my favorite artists. And I will see you on the next episode. Om Shanti. Peace and blessings. Thank you. grateful for today's featured artist, one of my favorites, Hang Massive. You can learn more and support their work at hangmusic.com. Details in the show notes. Thank you again for being here. Lots of love.